Messages to the 1893 General Conference. During the 10-day session of the Australian Conference, Ellen White's mind was much on North America and the forthcoming General Conference session, to be held in Battle Creek from February 17 to March 7. Preceding this would be a three-week institute, which would be attended by most of the delegates to the session and scores of ministers, colporteur leaders, Bible instructors, and laymen. The two gatherings, each 3 weeks long, were so closely related that a separation can hardly be made. The General Conference Bulletin for 1893 carried full reports of both in its 524 double-column pages. The President of the General Conference, O. A. Olson, was in frequent correspondence with W. C. White, who represented the General Conference as the Superintendent of District No. 7, which comprised all of Australasia. On November 1, 1892, Olson wrote to him concerning some proposals being made by certain key workers in the field that called for dismantling certain phases of organization of the church. His letter stated, "Now about the matter, or rather, question, of organization. I have had some fears that this question might come up and take a shape in the coming General Conference, that much precious time would be wasted in discussing something that was not practical. I received a letter from Elder Holzer after he had been with Dr. E. J. Wagner on that tour in Scandinavia that gave me some uneasiness. Others, too, have written and spoken in a way that has given me the idea that this matter was being discussed at some considerable length in some places. But I think that the question can be kept within proper limits." O. A. Olson to WCW, November 1, 1892. At issue was a greater centralization of the work and the elimination of some familiar features. This would involve turning from plans of working that the Lord has seen fit to bless. W. C. White shared his letter with his mother, as was fully expected by Olson. On December 19 she wrote a 15-page communication titled Organization. The entire communication dealt with the organization of the Seventh-day Adventist Church. On its first page, Ellen White reminded church leaders that she knew the history well from first-hand contact. "It is nearly 40 years since organization was introduced among us as a people. I was one of the number who had an experience in establishing it from the first. I know the difficulties that had to be met, the evils which it was designed to correct, and I have watched its influence in connection with the growth of the cause. At an early stage in the work, God gave us special light upon this point, and this light, together with the lessons that experience has taught us, should be carefully considered. From the first, our work was aggressive. Our numbers were few, and mostly from the poorer class. Our views were almost unknown to the world. We had no houses of worship, and, but few publications and very limited facilities for carrying forward our work. The sheep were scattered in the highways and byways, in cities, in towns, in forests. The commandments of God and the faith of Jesus was our message." She then wrote of the inception of the various enterprises that were developed within the church, the educational work, and the establishment of health institutions, both for the health and instruction of our own people and as a means of blessing and enlightenment to others. She asked, "What is the secret of our prosperity? We have moved under the orders of the captain of our salvation. God has blessed our united efforts. The truth has spread and flourished. Institutions have multiplied. The mustard seed has grown to a great tree. The system of organization proved a grand success." She decried situations in which the machinery had become too complicated and conference sessions at times burdened down with propositions and resolutions that were not at all essential. This, she pointed out, was an argument against, not organization, but the perversion of it. It was in this setting she penned the unforgettable words, "In reviewing our past history, having traveled over every step of advance to our present standing, I can say, praise God. As I see what the Lord has wrought, I am filled with astonishment and with confidence in Christ our leader. We have nothing to fear for the future, except as we shall forget the way the Lord has led us, and His teaching in our past history. President Olson chose to present this message at the very opening of the Institute, bringing it before the assembly of some 300 workers and visitors on Sunday afternoon, January 29. As Olson presented Ellen White's letter to the workers gathered at the Institute, he broached the question of an administrative organization that would serve between the local conference, missions, and organizations, and the general conference, thus planting the seeds for the Union Conference plan that was adopted in 1901. "What can be the objection," he asked, "to organizing district conferences? It would seem that the problem of unity of effort in many distant fields, such as Australasia, South America, etc., could not be solved so well in any other way as to provide such fields with district conferences." Some months later, Ellen White referred to this subject. She wrote, "Elder Wagoner has entertained ideas, and without waiting to bring his ideas before a council of brethren, has agitated strange theories. He has brought before some of the people ideas in regard to organization that ought never to have had expression. I suppose that the question of organization was settled forever with those who believed the testimonies given through Sister White. Now if they believe the testimonies, why do they work contrary to them? Why should not my brethren be prudent enough to place these matters before me, or at least to inquire if I had any light upon these subjects? Why is it that these things start up at this time when we have canvassed the matter in our previous history, and God has spoken upon these subjects? Should not that be enough? Why not keep steadily at work in the lines that God has given us? Why not walk in the clear light He has revealed in place of tearing to pieces that which God has built up?"